is.
Today, all over the upstate, in probably 200 churches just like ours, there will be a Gideon speaker for a few moments to share that ministry. In our church, we have two Gideons. Blaise Harper has been involved for quite some time, and he is at his brother's church as their speaker today. And Paul Fiddler is in here somewhere. There he is. And Paul is also a Gideon. And so today we have sharing with us from Anderson, South Carolina, Chad Cromer. Chad, come and share your heart, please.
Thank you for having us here today. I see a lot of churches and a lot of Baptist churches in particular, and I love the way you worship. That has been glorious so far, so thank you for that. I came to share a little about the Gideons this morning, so I'd like to do that with you and share a little. And now I'm going to share something with you. Thank God I went to prison. It's what Oscar Nieto said in South America, of Colombia, South America. He was arrested in Miami Airport, charged with drug possession, drug trafficking, conspiracy, and money laundering, and was sentenced to 25 years for each charge. That's a total of 100 years in prison. In the detention center, a man gave him a testament from the Gideon International. He says, "I read it, and I learned about the greatness of God and how that my relationship with Him was much more important than any money. After serving 2 years, I was found not guilty and declared a burden to the state of Florida. In that respect, my sentence was reduced to 36 months, which I've already served 30 months of that sentence. So God reduced my sentence from 100 years to 36 months in prison. After I went back to Colombia, God restored my family, my relationship with Him, and my business. Now Oscar is a successful businessman down in Colombia, and he says, I flew to America with drugs in my stomach and went home with Jesus in my heart." Amen. What a good testimony. The Gideons International receives incredible testimonies like this on a regular basis. That's why Gideons, like myself, serve in this unique ministry, to see a life turn to Christ after reading the Bible or the New Testament. For many of you, when you hear about the Gideons, you probably think about the Bible that you'll see in a hotel room, which bears our name. And of course, that's a very important part, and we have many salvations with just the Holy Spirit and His Word, with no one else involved in those hotels. We place around the world, we've been doing this for over 100 years, and although this is a recognizable part of what we do, it actually only comprises 8% of what the Gideon International does. Throughout your ongoing contributions, we distribute New Testaments to colleges, prisons, hospitals, and many other traffic lanes of life, most of which go to the next generation, which we know in this day and age we desperately need the Word of God. We also provide scripture for medical personnel, all branches of the military to match their uniforms, and also fire personnel and EMS. And also, the Gideons are indeed a part of the church. We live and we serve and we are members of the churches where we live. So we're not strangers to the communities. We're not just strangers and visitors to countries like Peru, Nepal, India, many other, even Turkey now, where we live, and all we want to do as Gideons is see our fellow citizens, families, and friends come to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ in our communities. It's our sole mission. Last year alone, Gideons distributed 84 million copies of this God's Word throughout the United States. If you think about that, that's 2 billion since, that's with a B, since the Gideons have been doing this over 100 years. And if you think about that, that's 2.5 testaments every time your heart beats. So if you just sit there a second and you hear, that's 2.5 testaments every single time your heart beats through this service that we're giving out the Word of God. That's how important and passionate we are about what we do. We are in awe of some of the things that we hear. We grow every year, but of course, we need the funds to hand out these Bibles, and we receive testimonies throughout the year from millions of people that are changed by the Word of God. I wanted to share with you a little about another example one that's dear to my heart, a young lady down in South America, Maria. She was a young 8-year-old girl that one of our fellow Gideons gave one of these testaments to. She loved that testament. She read it before school each and every day. She couldn't put it down. She'd get it when she came home. Her father, though, was against this, says it was full of untruths and lies and nothing but stories. Quit reading it, Maria, he said. Well, she wouldn't quit reading it. One day, as she was reading before school, he got very angry with her and he snatched it right out of her hands as she was reading the New Testament, one very like this, and put it in his coat pocket on the way out to work. Well, later on that day, they found out he and 28, he was a coal miner. He was a miner down in South America, and there was a terrible accident that day. And the mine collapsed, and he and 27 other miners perished that day. It was 3 days before they could find those miners. Well, they finally got to the miners and got to Maria's father, and her name was in that book, and his hands were clutched around that testament, obviously as he had passed away. Well, they returned that to her, and she started looking through those pages, and in those pages, she saw, and you can always see in the back of a New Testament, there's a plan of salvation that can help the Holy Spirit or us be guides to help someone come to Christ. Well, under that salvation was her father's name, was the first name in the plan of salvation for that Bible. After his name, all 27 other miners signed that plan of salvation. So through an 8-year-old girl, well, she actually got looking through the blank pages too, and on the blank page, her father had written a note before his passing and said, Maria, I was wrong. I will see you in heaven one day. Amen. So through the power of an 8-year-old girl, the power of the Holy Spirit in her life, and a Bible from the Gideon International, 28 men went to heaven that day in that mine. Hallelujah. But right now, there's millions of people right here in America, right here in your neighborhood, right in here in our communities that need God's Word. And without your support, that wouldn't be possible. So we thank you for supporting and praying for us as we distribute God's Word. Well, there are a few ways that you can help the Gideon International. The very first is, like any mission in your own church or anywhere else, and like we do for each other, is pray. We pray that there will be steady flow of funds to purchase more new Bibles throughout this year. And then we also pray for more business and professional men. If you are one in this church that would qualify for the Gideons, that you would be raised up, that the pastor would recommend you, or that you would find an interest in the Gideon International. There's many facets of what we do. You don't only have to be a speaker. There's many things that we do as Gideon International to get the saving grace out to God. If God has spoken to your heart this morning to give, and you're prepared to do that, we will be taking up an offering later, but you could consider making a financial gift to the Gideons International. When you do that, you impact lives for Christ. Each one of these is approximately $1.25. That includes everything to take it from right where it sits all the way into the hands and distribute it of people all over the world. Most of the people who receive these Bibles, we do in countries where they can't afford the Scriptures and Word of God. So the biggest problem we've had lately is these kids going, and when we give them one, they go out to the neighborhood and we find them coming back through line to get another one because they're just so cherished to them. So and we try to give them as many as they want. So for $1.25, you can provide one of these. Another way for, and also $125 will buy a whole 100 of these, obviously, for the ministry for us to distribute. You'll see these are Gideon Place Bibles, and these are $5 a piece, and we would place those. And just to let you know a little something about that, each one of these Bibles, and I could give you a whole lot of testimonies from hotel rooms and hospitals, but these are placed for $5 a piece. And these have the opportunity, we've done the studies, to reach up to 2,000 300 people in its lifetime before we change it out. So pretty powerful, powerful ministry there if it's on your heart. Of course, you can always make a simple donation to the Gideons by writing your check out to Gideon International, and we would appreciate that. But I want to explain one ministry that's kind of dear to my family now, because this is the Gideon Card Program. You probably have a display in your church somewhere, and you can ask me about it. We'll help you find that display. But there's cards that you can read, put out for any occasion to thank your pastor for what he does, to have a birthday or a celebration. And in there, you'll find an envelope where you can make a donation and give people Bibles placed in their honor. And I just want to tell you a quick testimony on that. My wife started giving cards to people just to tell them happy birthday or that she cared about them. And it ended up, I started getting people thanking us all the time for these cards coming in. And it turned out now it's a thriving ministry for my wife. She gives these cards out and people just love to receive them. It's a thing that any one of you can do, no matter your skill level, your walk, you can do it. And there's no words necessary. And you can place Bibles and show people your love through that. So I just wanted to thank you for having us today, let you know what we've been doing in the world. Spreading God's word is something that all the Gideons, and Paul will tell you, we are very, very passionate about it. And we love seeing men and women, boys and girls, come to the saving knowledge of Christ in this world. We hope that you'll join with us. And if not, just please pray for us. But I want to thank you, Pastor Reed. Really want to thank you for having the Gideons in today and your hard work. I want you to know that as Gideons, we pray for the pastors and their congregations in our prayer meetings, because we are an arm of the missionary of the church. We team with you. We couldn't do what we do without you. And we hope that you see that we are a mission arm of your church. And then, congregation, thank you for your attentiveness. Thank you for coming today and listening to what the Gideons had to say. And if you have any questions after, we'll be around. You can ask us any questions or any information. There's also a brochure about the Friends of the Gideon that I can share with you that would allow you to give out Bibles in your own neighborhood. So I look forward to sharing that with you after if you'd like to know more about it. Okay. Thank you very much for having us today.